This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick.
I'm Madeline Brand. Well, it's not here yet. You have to wait one more week until the summer blockbuster Indiana Jones hits theaters. Meanwhile, searching for fashion, a father, and a dreamy prince are all possibilities this weekend at the movies.
Two are smaller indie films. One could bring in some royal box office figures. Here with Slate.com's summary judgment is Mark Jordan Ligon.
A film starring America Ferrara, TV's Ugly Betty, is getting a re-release because of Ferrara's new popularity. The indie comedy How the Garcia Girls Spent Their Summer focuses on three generations dealing with love and romance during a heat wave. Elizabeth Peña also stars.
How can you go out in public dressing like that?
What's wrong with the way I'm dressed?
I can see everything in that dress.
You should just wear a thong because then you wouldn't see the underwear line. Or you could just wear no underwear.
The critics feel like flirting with these Garcia girls. The Chicago Tribune gushes a subtly beautiful tapestry that's both entertaining and deeply affecting, and Film Threat calls it a quaint little film that's easily overlooked, but a savory, lazy day treat if noticed and given a chance. Next up in limited release is the foreign drama Sangre de mi Sangre, where a young Mexican immigrant travels to New York City to find the father he's never met, only to fall victim to a con man.
Señor? Papa?
The nation's critics praise and slam the film, which won the Sundance Grand Jury Prize a few years back. Contrived but compelling, complains the Village Voice. New York Magazine offers Sangre de mi Sangre serves up an old-fashioned sentimental weepy with a sucker punch of urban immigrant horror, and the New York Times sighs grim and frustrating. The major release today is the sequel to 2005's The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. Many of you might have seen the brooding bedroom eyes of hot young actor Ben Barnes wielding a sword on all the billboards promoting The Chronicles of Narnia, Prince Caspian.
I think it's time we found out what went on here.
Who are you?
I am Prince Caspian.
Yes, the lovable children return to Narnia to help the prince battle for his rightful claim to the throne. So, once again, it's all about the royal family.
I don't remember any ruins in Narnia.
I wonder who lived here.
I think we did.
Overall, the reviews are rather chipper. Even though the San Francisco Chronicle whines, no epic scale and no spirit, many agree with USA Today, which shouts, an exhilarating fantasy adventure, and the Philadelphia Inquirer cheers, an elaborately presented feast. Yes, they certainly have been promoting this movie. Between the bus ads and the billboards, the poster is everywhere. And I am getting so tired of getting stopped on the street and being asked if I'm the hot, sexy guy who plays Prince Caspian. I'm telling you, these smoldering good looks are a curse. Oh, wait, that's right. You wonderful listeners can't see me. Well, you'll just have to take my word for it. Or I guess you could ask Madeline.
Mark Jordan Ligon, an attractive writer, a real prince living in Los Angeles.